这是可以请示吧。
啊，跟你们在一起唱这个诗歌，就是我们在主里面一直找到寻找他的恩典。
Thank you. Today we're going to talk about a passage of scripture that's very challenging to all of us.
今天我们要讨论一个对我们很有挑战性的一个圣经节。
There is something for us to find in God's word every time we open it.
每次我们打开神的话语的时候，我们都可以发现到一些的事情。
The passage of scripture that you, as brothers and sisters, have just read.
弟兄姊妹们，你刚才读的那个圣经节。
Tells the story and the relationship of John the Baptist and Jesus.
跟我们讲到这个施洗约翰与主耶稣中间的一个关系。
Let me take a little moment and just kind of put the picture of that passage together for you.
让我用一点时间来跟你形容一下这个背景。
You remember John the Baptist was the one who was proclaiming that there would be one who would come as a Messiah.
你们记得施洗约翰的信息是说，在他以后有一个要来的弥赛亚。
John the Baptist was going about baptizing, telling people that they needed to repent of their sins.
施洗约翰到处给人施洗，要他们悔改他们的罪行。
It was John the Baptist who had the privilege of baptizing Jesus when he began his ministry.
同时也是施洗约翰有这个荣幸为主耶稣基督来施洗。
And after Jesus began his earthly ministry, John kind of stepped aside in order that the Christ might be able to proclaim the truth that he had come indeed.
所以当主耶稣开始他地上的事工的时候，施洗约翰就慢慢的隐退，好让主耶稣能够开始他自己的工作。
John the Baptist had been placed in prison and was being held for no apparent good reason.
施洗约翰也因为没有一个真正很有理由的这个原因被下在监里。
It was in the later part of his life, and so there were those moments as he was waiting to find freedom that doubt entered in.
这也是在他生命的一个期段末期的时候，等他这边寻找被释放，他开始有点怀疑。
It's interesting that John would even ask the question.
甚至于他在这边问这个问题。
Since he was the one that was proclaiming that there was someone greater than he who would come.
因为他自己说，在他以后有一个比他更大的要来。
Yet in those lonely moments of being in prison, John began to have doubts.
但是在这个监狱单独的时候，他开始有一点他的疑惑。
He heard that Jesus was coming to minister where he would, near where he is being held in prison.
当他听到主耶稣在他监狱的附近在传道的时候。
So John the Baptist sent some of his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you really the Messiah?"
他就送了一两个他的门徒去问主耶稣说，你到底是不是那弥赛亚？
Remember, it was John the Baptist who was the first one to identify Jesus as that Messiah.
我们要记得，施洗约翰其实是说主耶稣是弥赛亚的头一位。
You ask yourself the question, how could a man of such strong character now have such doubt?
所以我们自己可以问一下，就是有这样子坚强的信心的人，怎么会疑惑？
There are times that we face doubt, whether it be about our spiritual condition or even just earthly matters.
我们也经常不管在属灵或者属地上的事情，有我们的疑惑。
Doubt enters in as we do not find the answers that we have been looking for.
当我们寻找不到我们要的答案的时候，疑虑就来了。
I think we can learn a great deal, not only about John, but about ourselves from this passage of Scripture.
从这一个经节里头，我们不但可以学习到约翰，我们可以学习到我们自己。
We're going to learn why John doubted.
我们要看一看为什么约翰他有疑虑。
What he did about his doubts.
他为了这个疑虑，他做了些什么事情呢？
And how Jesus dealt with John's doubts.
那耶稣怎么样来解决他这个疑虑？
In the outline that I gave you, we're going to begin with that first point now. Why did John doubt?
好，我们给你的大纲，我们要看第一点，就是为什么约翰有疑虑。
First of all, I would like to suggest to you that circumstances caused John to doubt.
第一个我给大家看的就是在约翰的环境使他有疑虑。
John was in prison, but didn't deserve to be there.
他被下在监里，他其实不应该被下在那里。
He had been faithful to prepare the way for the coming Messiah.
他为了要安排弥赛亚的路，他很忠心的服侍。
When Jesus came, he faithfully stepped out of the spotlight.
当主耶稣开始的时候，他就从这个舞台的这个焦点退出下来。
John had courageously spoken out against sin.
他也很勇敢的在定罪。
And was put in prison by Herod for doing so.
但是因为这样子，他被希律王下在监里。
John's question that led to his doubt was, why, if Jesus could, was the Messiah, he did not rescue him.
所以他的这个疑虑的开始呢，就是说，如果主耶稣是真的是弥赛亚，为什么没有把我从监狱里救出来？
Unpleasant, difficult circumstances can create doubt in our lives today.
有一些痛苦的这个环境情况会让我们心里头产生疑虑。
If God exists, why does our loved ones have cancer?
如果神存在，为什么我所亲爱的人得了癌症？
Why is my child slow in learning?
为什么我的小孩很迟钝？
Why do we have struggles to make ends meet?
为什么我今天好像没有办法满足我生活的需求？
When those who do not love God seem to prosper.
好像那些不爱主的人，他们很发达。
Just as the circumstances cause John to doubt, our circumstances cause us to doubt as well.
约翰那个时候的环境使他有疑虑，我们今天的环境也使我们有疑虑。
So why did John doubt? First of all, because of the circumstances. Secondly, because of Jesus' methods, John doubted.
所以约翰第一疑虑因为他的环境，第二个他疑虑是因为主耶稣所用的一些的方法。
John says, "He who is coming after me is greater than I."
因为约翰说，在我以后要来的比我更大。
Like others, John believed that the Messiah would come in political power and overthrow the Roman oppression.
对啊，当时许多人，约翰也同样的以为主耶稣要来，要推翻这个罗马的政权，恢复以色列国。
But John felt that Jesus seemed to be passive and was going about preaching.About repenting of their sins.
但是约翰发现说主耶稣并没有这样子的这个这样子做法，好像就只是在那边传一些悔改的信息。
John had said that Jesus would gather wheat into the barn.
他也说主耶稣要把这个麦子收在仓里。
But he will burn up the unquenchable chaff with fire.
但他要用永不灭的火把这个糠秕烧尽。
But Jesus did not seem to be judging sin.
但是耶稣好像并没有在那边审判这些的罪行。
Rather, he associated with sinners.
但是他发现他居然与这个罪人在一起。
I remind you, brothers and sisters, that Isaiah predicted that the Messiah would free the captives from prison and release them and set them free from darkness.
我们也提醒各位，就是在以赛亚书里面有讲说，以赛亚来要让所有被掳的得释放。
But John was in prison in a dark dungeon, and Jesus did not deliver him.
但是这里约翰在一个深暗的监狱的里头，主耶稣并没有救他。
But you remember these words from Isaiah?
但是他记得以赛亚这些话。
For my thoughts are not our thoughts.
就是我的思想不是他的思想。
Neither are my ways, declares the Lord.
我的道路也没有办法宣称耶和华。
So the heavens are higher than the earth.
所以天离地有多高。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
主的道路也离我们的道路有多远。
And my thoughts and your thoughts.
主的思想和我们的思想。
It can be very difficult to believe in God who acts different from what we expect.
有的时候我们发现神做不是我们所想的事情引起我们一些的疑虑。
Simply, why did John begin to doubt then?
这里很简单的，为什么约翰疑虑？
Because of his expectation of what he thought God should do, and God did it in a different way.
因为他所盼望神要做的事情，神用别的方法来做。
When we go through experiences, we often say to one another,
但是我们经过我们的经验，我们经常跟别人讲。
God is in control and he understands every circumstance.
神掌控一切，他了解一切。
And all that God is asking of us is to live by faith and not by sight.
神所要求的只不过是要我们能够依靠信心，不靠眼见。
During difficult times, I've wondered if there ever could be though that moment when God would just give us a little peek at what's going to take place.
当我们在艰难的时候，我们经常是希望神给我们能够看到一点点将来要发生的事情。
But he chooses not to, because then we would not be living by faith.
但他选择不做，因为如果做了，我们就不靠信心了。
The Christian life and our belief in Jesus Christ for what he has done for us is by faith.
基督徒的信生活跟他所信的主耶稣全都是靠着信心而来。
We have discovered there's only one way to the Father, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ,who died for us.
到神的面前只有一个途径，就是经过为我们受死的主耶稣基督。
It's accepting that gift by simple faith.
我们有简单的信心来接受这一个恩典。
And the ability to say, Yes, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins and that you've come into my life to make me a new individual.
我们因为这个信心，我们可以说我们相信主，我们也相信你来到我的生命，让我成为一个活新的人。
John doubted because of circumstances.
约翰因为他的环境有疑虑。
He doubted because Jesus' methods were different than what he expected.
他疑惑因为主耶稣用的方法不是他所想象的。
But let's move on to the second point this morning of our message. What did John do about his doubts?
然后我们今天看第二点，就是在这个情况之下，约翰做了什么？
He did exactly what we should do when we have doubt.
就好像我们一样做了完全同样的事情。
He went straight to the source.
他马上到这个问题的源头。
He sent his disciples to ask Jesus the questions.
他叫了他的门徒去问主耶稣几个问题。
You see, there are two types of doubters today.
像今天有大概两种不同有疑惑的人。
There are dishonest doubters that don't want to believe.
有一个就是不是很诚心的这个疑惑的人，他不太想相信。
You see, believing requires that we will swallow our pride and change our life.
当我们要接受相信的时候，我们必须要让我们的这个自尊心能够被隐藏，然后来接受一些其他我们不所愿意想到的事情。
A dishonest doubter isn't interested in faith or truth.
不诚实的疑惑者在他的真实的里头是假的。
They are interested in self-indulgence only.
他们只注意到自己里面的享受。
The illustration is told of a gentleman, W.C. Fields.
我们有一个例子，就是一个叫 W.C. Fields 的一个先生。
Who was advanced in his age.
他年纪很大。
Was often in the hospital because of frail health.
因为他的身体虚弱，所以经常到医院。
One of his friends visited him on one occasion and found Fields reading the Bible.
有一次他的朋友看到他在医院里面读他的圣经。
He said to Fields, I didn't know that you believed in the Bible.
他就对这个先生说，我不知道你真正的相信圣经。
To which Fields responded,
那这个 Fields 先生就跟他回答，
I don't, I'm just looking for loopholes.
所以我并不是真正相信，我在这边找他的缺陷。
That's the idea that a dishonest doubter has.
这就是一个不诚实的这个疑惑者。
Look and find the loophole.
他在里面找你的缺点，找你的疑陷。
The second type of doubter is what I call the honest doubters.
另外一个就是叫诚实的疑惑者。
They openly admit that they have questions.
他们公开的承认他们有疑问。
And are willing to investigate the truth.
但是他们也愿意花时间去详查事实。
There's a book that has blessed me down through the years entitled Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
有一本书对我很有帮助，就是做这个证据需要有一个结论。
The questions are simply asked and then the answers are clarified from God's word.
我们问这个问题，然后所有的答案就从神的话语里面很简单地跟我们解释。
Brothers and sisters, it's important for us today to know what God's word says and to hide it in our heart that we might not sin against God.
弟兄姊妹，今天是很重要的，我们要了解神的话语，隐藏在我们的心里头，让我们生活让我们不会犯罪。
When those moments of doubt come, the word of God will correct our thinking and lead us to truth.
当疑惑的时刻来到的时候，神的话语可以纠正我们的思想，带我们进入到真实。
Remember, Jesus clearly said that He is the truth.
记得主耶稣说，他就是真实真理。
He is the way, and He is the life.
他就是道路，就是生命。
In Romans the 10th chapter, we're reminded of these words.
在罗马书第十章里面有这样子的记载。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信心是从听道而来，听道是从神的话语而来。
Well, let's move to the third point. How did Jesus resolve John's doubt?
我们现在到第三点，就是主耶稣在怎么样解决约翰的疑虑。
In the passage of scripture that we read this morning,
我们今天早上读的这一段经文里头。
We see that Jesus didn't condemn John.
我们看到主耶稣并没有定约翰的罪。
He simply began to talk about how significant John was in being that messenger that would tell the good news.
反而他开始在那边解释说，约翰在传讲这个大好信息的这个过程中间是多么重要的一位人。
He talked about the courage of John.
他谈到约翰的这个勇敢。
And that he was a doubter who loved God with his whole heart. Even though there were doubts.
他虽然有疑问，但是他全心的在爱他神，他的主。
Jesus simply offered to John evidence to investigate.
他也给一些很简单的证据让约翰来考虑。
In like manner, Jesus offers to us the word of God that we can investigate.
同样的，今天主耶稣把神的话给我们，让我们也能够来思考。
And as we begin to investigate the word,The truth becomes reality.
当我们详查神的话语的时候，他的真理就成为我们的事实。
In the passage of scripture, Jesus talked about the fact that it was prophesied that there would be one who would come who would proclaim that the Messiah was coming.
主耶稣在他的话里面提到说，有预言说有一个先知要来传讲着这个弥赛亚来的信息。
And John indeed was that one.
那约翰就是实实在在的这一位。
In Ezekiel, we read these words.
在以西结书里面有这样子记载。
Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have brought you up from the grave.
当你从这个坟墓里被兴起的时候，你就知道我是主。
Exactly what Jesus was referring to here. There's coming a day.When all the doubts are wiped away, because we will be eternally in His presence.
这里主耶稣跟我们讲，就是说有一天，当我们永远活在主的面前，所有的疑虑就没有。
There are three things that honest doubters do.
有诚实的这个疑惑者，他通常做三件事情。
And those are listed in your outline there. First of all, they examine the claims of Jesus.
在这大纲里面记载，第一个，他们在详查主耶稣所宣告的事实。
As I have mentioned to you before, I came to know Jesus when I was approximately 6 years old.
我跟你们分享过，我信主的时候大概是六岁。
Now it's very difficult for me to admit how old I am now.
我很难跟你讲说我现在多大。
But I will tell you that Jesus has made the difference through all of the years.
但是我可以跟你讲，这些年来主耶稣是我唯一的信靠。
In times of pain, in times of joy,
不管是好的时光或者是痛苦的时光
the truth that Jesus is alive is what makes the difference.
主耶稣是活的，这个真理让我有这样子的一个开窍。
The grave could not hold him. That's what we celebrated at Easter.
坟墓没有办法拘禁他，这个是我们在复活节的信息。
The cross was necessary in order to for us to receive the free gift of God's love.
我们为了要得到神这个无条件的恩典，必须要经过十字架。
And He's coming back again. It's good news.
他要再一次的回来，这个是大好的信息。
We need to examine the claims of who Jesus said He is.
我们必须要详查主耶稣他宣告他自己是谁。
We need to examine the credentials. In other words, the authority in which He has come.
我们要详查他的这个条件，或者就说他的来的这个背景。
And we need to examine the positive impact that he has made.
最后我们要看主耶稣的生命在我们这个生活里面有什么样正面的这个影响。
Through all of the experiences of life, I can't imagine how I would have ever made it except by what Christ has done in my life.
我整个生命的里头的经历我真不知道如果没有主耶稣在我的生命里头我怎么样活得下来。
And he desires to do the same in yours as well.
他也极其的盼望在你们的生命里头做同样的事。
This morning, I would just take this moment to say, if you've never invited Jesus to come into your life, it's a very simple matter, and he's very faithful to complete what he begins.
在这里我要跟各位提醒，就是如果你从来没有要求过主耶稣进入到你的心里头，是一个很简单的步骤。
All you have to say today is, Lord Jesus, I've tried it on my own. I've made every effort that I know how in order to live a good life.But thank you for loving me and forgiving me of my sins.
你今天就可以很简单的说，我自己尝试了所有的方法，然后过一个好的生活。但是感谢主，你恩待我，你赦免。
And he says he will hear that prayer, and he will change our life.
他应许说他会听你的祷告，然后改变你的生命。
Etched in the cell, once occupied by a prisoner in a Nazi concentration camp, are these words.
在二战的一个纳粹党的一个集中营里面，墙上有刻的这些字。
I believe in the sun even when it's not shining.
虽然没有阳光，但是我相信有太阳。
I believe in love even when I don't feel it.
我虽然感觉不到，但是我相信有爱。
And I believe in God even when He is silent.
我虽然他是缄默的，但是我相信有神。
I trust that that's your desire, to believe in God even when He is silent.
我盼望这也是你们的信心，虽然主不说话，你还是相信。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that your word is clear.
父，我们感谢你们的话语是清晰的。
Thank you that you've loved us in the midst of our doubts, in the midst of our concerns. Your love never stops.
虽然我们还在疑虑，虽然还在忧愁之中，你从来没有停止过爱我们。
I pray that my brothers and sisters here today,
我为今天在座的弟兄姊妹们祈求
，will be disarmed from doubt by the power of God's word.
我们可以解除我们对主所有疑虑的武装。
And we'll give you the praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
所有的荣耀归给你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
谢谢，愿意用神的话来勉励我们。